Welcome to our today's BusinessRadio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Josh Dames from the Risdell Marketing Group, and our topic is website analytics, paying attention to what your site is telling you. Josh, why is this important to business owners?
Thanks, Tom. Every company that has a website has the ability to track exactly how many people are visiting their website, where they are coming from, both physically and online, what pages they looked at, how long they looked at them, and most importantly, did they take any kind of action such as filling out a contact form, buying a product, or registering for a newsletter or seminar. And this data is free for the taking. So if you have a website and are not paying attention to it, you are losing the opportunity to better serve your customers and more than likely missing out on new revenue.
So our question of the day is website analytics, paying attention to what your site is telling you. Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary on today's BusinessRadio.com, where I'm here with Josh Dames from the Risdell Marketing Group. And today's question is website analytics, paying attention to what your site is telling you. Josh, you mentioned this was free.
It absolutely is. Many years ago, Google purchased a company called Urchin and turned a product that cost companies thousands of dollars a month into something that was free. And the data it provides is not only extremely valuable and detailed, but the interface makes it very easy for non-technical folks to get in and find the marketing level information that is important to them and their marketing efforts.
So why did Google make it free, Josh?
Well, at the end of the day, companies want to spend money on marketing that is driving results. Google thought that if companies had more data about how their marketing dollars were working, then they would be willing to spend more. And since Google's main source of revenue is online advertising and search marketing, the move has turned out quite profitable for them.
So how does a business start understanding website analytics?
Well, the first step is to find out what analytics tool your site has. Google certainly isn't the only one, or even the best one for that matter, but it certainly is the best free tool. If you don't know what you have, ask your hosting provider for more information. They'll have what at least is a very basic version of analytics in place. It won't be as high quality as Google Analytics or some of the fee-based tools out there, but it's a start. If all you have is the basic hosting tool, then talk to your website service provider, or Risdell, of course, and get Google Analytics installed. It takes just a bit of coding time, and you'll be set up and ready to listen to everything your website has to say about your visitors.
So now that a business has Google Analytics or something else in place, how do they start understanding the data?
Every website analytics tool has various links or tabs where you can see different pieces of information about your site. On the very top level, you can see how many people visited your site and what pages they looked at. A little deeper are reports that tell you how long they spent on specific pages and where they came from. Not just did they come from Google or Facebook, but where are they physically located, like Minneapolis or St. Cloud. Digging even deeper is information about click paths a user takes through your site and conversion data.
Any final thoughts?
As a business owner, you've spent money on your website, so make sure you are getting the most from your investment by tracking how visitors use your site and the information it tells you to make not only your website, but your marketing efforts driving traffic to your website better. And we're always here to help if you have any questions.
That was Josh Dames from the Risdell Marketing Group. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.